Hello and welcome to Planet Homemaking Podcast. I'm your host Epifanio and this is episode 129. If you've been following the podcast for a while, you can fast forward the first 5 minutes while I welcome the new people. If you're new to the podcast, you want to go to jorn.tv. That's JOURN.TV. Because I always have all the links, the descriptions, and charts, and videos, and tweets, and PDFs, and all the data, so you can follow along with what we're doing here. In Jorn at the bottom nav, there's five links. There's the about link if you want to learn more. What is Planet Homemaking? That's episode number one. But it's just basically bringing about all the things that make a house into a home, but in a planetary level, like at a level of humanity. And at this point, we're getting ready for the storm to really kick and do the massive cleanup. We're going to be talking about that in a moment. But check that out. Then there's the resources page. There's a couple of series there, and there's gonna be new series coming, and we're gonna be making a change. But we're gonna be adding another tab soon, and I'll be talking about that in a second. But check out if you want to know how did we get to where we are right now in the world. The last year and a half, which has been insane. Check out those two series, The Art of Subversion and The Economic Coup d'Etat. And I'll tell you it's a commentary on a video by the Economic Coup d'Etat is a commentary on a video by brilliant economist Catherine Austin Fitz. And she explains the connection between the magic virus and the global central banking system. And the Art of Subversion is a commentary on a video by ex-KGB agent explaining how countries subvert each other by infiltration and change. It takes about 20 years to actually totally indoctrinate a whole entire young generation of people to be thinking in a specific way that will destroy the country from within. And this is what we have going on right now on a planetary level. So you want to check that out. Then we got the news tab. There is an insane amount of stuff going on every day. I can't possibly talk about all of it. And this podcast is not going to be about that anymore. I pass around all of that stuff on the Telegram channel. So you want to go follow our Telegram news channel because you can pass this stuff around. And I always tell people the truth is personal experience. If you were there, you saw it happening, it's truth. It happened to you. You had the experience. It's your own personal experience. Anything else is just data. Okay, it's neither truth nor lie, especially right now, because everything you hear from mainstream media is straight out lies and straight out gaslighting, and everything you get from the alternative media is it's riddled with disinformation and operative. So there's good stuff, but you gotta be able to learn how to navigate the bullshit, and everything you hear from anybody else, it comes from either of one of those two sources, right? So you need to do your own research, objective, logical, unemotional research, follow the money. So I give you a bunch of good stuff. I try to do my best to give you the most sober stuff. And I do go out, like, I do listen to everything. I listen to cray-cray stuff, right? And I don't believe anything. But don't become close-minded to awesome stuff that could be really outrageous. But at the same time, don't be a gobble everything, because then, you know. Anyway, go to the news channel, follow our news channel on Telegram, and I post everything there every day. You can actually check out what's going on every day there. And we're going to be talking about a few of those news in a second. And then we have the chat at the bottom. Every day we got a new episode of the podcast at 9 a.m. Pacific time, new episode. And at 9 a.m. I go straight into the chat on Telegram. So if you have any questions or comments or feedback or you just want to say hi, you will always find me at 9 a.m. Pacific time from 9 to 10 at the chat. I'm there at sometimes other times, but that's for sure. You can show me, you can find me there. Or if you can't make it at that time, you can just leave me your comment and I'll get back to you tomorrow. So a little bit of news, the format, we're changing the format again now. And it's evolving. It's been evolving. The 4 months we've been doing the podcast steady every day, Monday through Sunday. And so first 5 minutes, I welcome new people. Then I'm going to talk for very briefly for 5 minutes of just like super relevant stuff that's going on in the world right now. And then we're going to dive straight into the Gene Keys. Because it's very important, and I find it, this is the most important work right now that we're doing in terms of planet homemaking. And I'll get to that in a second. But there is the most important thing, like I always say right now, is the election audits in the United States. This is the most important thing in the world right now. Even more important than the disgusting jabs here that are not vaccines, they're injections of genetic modification. They are not vaccines. And we have a whole podcast about it that talks about it. What's in the vaccines? Dr. Tenpenny, an osteopathic doctor. She has her own channel on Telegram and her own website, tons of videos. She's a brilliant, brilliant physician. And she explains the actual genetics of this bullshit. And so you want to check that podcast if you don't know what this thing is, because it's not a vaccine. It's gene modification and more stuff. But, you know, I mean, it's heartbreaking. You want to check that out. But the thing that's most important right now is the election audits, because we need to unravel the truth in order for us to get to all the beautiful things about building our home. We have to unravel the truth. And, you know, the truth is that we have our president, our real president in the United States, the one who the whole entire country voted for, is Donald J. Trump. And we're going to expose the truth of this theft. This is a coup d'etat, a political coup d'etat that happened in the United States, and we're still working on this one. So that's the most important thing. We all need to be praying for these things to come out. Maricopa is almost out there. They're still withholding the routers, and all of that information, all of those links are every day. I give you fresh new stuff. It's all on the news channel on Telegram. We need to be praying day and night that these people are safe, that we can get our election process back. Because, you know, this has been stolen for decades, right? This was the way to expose everything. It had to be like this so people could actually see it, because they could never believe it. That's the most important thing that's going on right now. There's the other great things is that now Fauci is... he is now, it's not just fire Fauci, now it's indict Fauci. There's tons of videos of Rand Paul grilling him on the Senate. It's gorgeous. You got to see that. It's fantastic. Check that out, news on the Telegram. There's the blackmail discovered of thousands of journalists and politicians, and it's beautiful. And so they know that they are compromising. All of them, they're Democrats. Yes. Check that out. And then the kind of like the cherry on the cake is this. There's some McAfee Telegram channel that just popped out of nowhere. And it's called McAfee Afterlife. And the link is in the description, John.TV. McAfee Afterlife. And you got to be very careful on Telegram, because there's tons of fake Telegram accounts of everybody, right? That's people end up in the wrong account, and they're just gaslighting and controlling. It's control opposition. And so you got to be very careful how you follow anybody on Telegram. It's the Wild West. The Telegram is the jungle of news. But there's also good stuff. And I do my best to get you the most, the real stuff. So this was a link shared by Code Monkey Z, Ron from the Aikun, he used to manage the board, right? Check that out. They're saying that in two days, or at this point, probably like a day and a half or a day, there's going to be like the release of the whole thing, the terabytes of data. We don't know. It might be bullshit. It might be marketing. Might be somebody just picking up a channel and say, I'm going to build a big channel and I'm going to build this stuff. Rah, rah, rah. We don't know. Check that out. Always do your own research, objective, logical, unemotional, and always be open to everything, but believe nothing. And now we're going to be talking about, we're going to go straight into the jinkies. From now on, it's just going to be like a little taste of news, but just so you can dive and actually go find all of this stuff, because I got all the real links in the Telegram, and you got to pass them around. At this point, it's the most important thing right now, and this is what I realized like about, you know, a few days ago. There's just so much stuff going on in so many aspects in this. This is a revolution, you know. People right now are rising from enslavement of, you know, thousands of years. This is the pinnacle of civilization right now. I know it sounds like too much, but this is it. And this is at the very core, it's a spiritual war, a war for your soul and your mind. Just like Kanye says, he's right on. You know, a lot of people say Kanye is cray-cray, but he isn't. They want to portray him like crazy, and that's why they put the label of bipolar and all that stuff. But Kanye is a brilliant man. He's just, you know, he chose, you know, he got control to get thrown into a certain kind of controlled environment with the family that he got. And anyway, I'm not going to judge the man, but he's a great man, and he is right on. This is the end times. This jab is the mark of the beast, and this is a spiritual war right now. That's where we are right now. But this has been happening for so long. So the most important thing that I see at this point, yes, we do have to take action. We cannot wait for the Savior to come. I don't care which religion you have or who do you pray to. We can't wait for the Savior. We have to step up. And number one, step up spiritually. And I talk to myself when I say that, you know, because, you know, it's a challenge every day. But when you connect with God, when you have a relationship with your true genius, with your joy, what brings you joy in life, boom, the light comes through and you can channel and it fills you with energy and it channels into the world. And that's why I love the Gene Keys, because and we'll get to that in a second. But the second thing that's most important also, that's priority number one, spiritual connection. It doesn't matter what religion you are, what spiritual tradition right now. The most important thing is your spiritual strengthening and solidifying your spiritual connection so you can have a powerful backbone, an open heart, and your brain, your mind connected to the mind of God so you can download your intuition, your navigation, so you can ride through this fucking storm that it's about to hit the fan any moment now. I know it's been hitting gradually. The shit is like it's been like accumulating on the layers on the fan, you know, for the last 4 years. But I got a hunch that this August is going to be I can see all the elements coming. You got the Durham report, you got the Chinese spy with the terabytes of data, you got the McAfee terabytes of data, you got Mike Lindell with the terabytes of data, you got the class action lawsuits. You see the thing, you want to join class action lawsuits. There's the one for the Trump against big tech, Mike Lindell for Dominion voting systems. You got the Dr. Simone Gold class action lawsuit against this vaccine bullshit, which is not vaccine, it's a jab, it's an injection of DNA, mRNA. And if you're a warrior, and that's if you're a warrior, that means you have to be honest to yourself. It is time to step up if you're a warrior and run for office locally everywhere, all over the United States, right? Or wherever you are in the world, if you can. I mean, I don't know how the situation is out there. It's awful what I'm seeing. The United States, we're just fighting. And it's, you know, I see we're doing really good. So that's why it's important we break through here, because that's going to spread out throughout the entire world. Run for your school board, you know, protect your children. They want to break through this. They are bringing this whole mind control critical race theory, which is really just a division tactic. They want to divide the country so they can, you know, just divide and conquer, right? A house divided upon itself cannot stand. This is Marxism 101, nihilism. This is subversion. And we, by the book, it's all styled by the book. And so there is no other reason, no other way to call it. That's what it is. And so when you understand it, when you have the knowledge, you can see it clearly. And it's awful because they're like really twisted sexual trainings that they want to train 4-year-olds about anal sex and shit like that. This shit is fucking pissing me off. This is crossing the line, and a lot of people are getting pissed off about this. This is to destroy the family. They want to destroy the gender of people. They want to destroy everything, because if they destroy the mind and the soul of people, they're easy to control. So we have to become united in love, in the love of God. We're going to win this war without shooting a bullet. Here in Planet Homemaking, we do not condone violence or promote violence. We are going to win this war with the power of God, the power of love, the divine light of creation and knowledge. Knowledge, act and take action. Take action, step up legally, politically, and economically. Move your money out of the central banking system, put it into gold, silver, Bitcoin. And we're gonna be having guests, because I'm gonna be moving that from that stuff to somebody else. Certain subjects, I'm just gonna be focusing what I'm really passionate about right now, which is the gene keys. And there's gonna be these subjects like Bitcoin and blockchain. I'm gonna bring in people that really know about that stuff, and they're gonna have a lot of time about that. And we're gonna get into that pretty soon. But then. The vaccines, I'm going to bring people actually talking that are biophysicists and geneticists and all that stuff, talking the specifics about this stuff. And so you can actually follow real research and a bunch of details about this. But cryptos, Bitcoin and other ones, there's also other ones that are really good. But most important, decentralized financial services, DeFi, on the blockchain. And so this is the time to step out of that. But the most important thing is our spiritual connection. And so this is why I love the Gene Keys, because it does not have a dogma. It's not a religion. It's not even a spiritual tradition. It's just a tool. It's a system. It's a compass, a guide, a map. And what it does is that it helps you recognize the blockages in your energy field, in your consciousness, so you can open them up and allow the information directly from God to so you can download it directly, and you can clear out your conversation with God in your prayer, pretty much enhance your prayer, enhance your spiritual connection. And so these blockages are because we've had experiences in our life that we haven't been able to process properly. We all have that. We all have had those. And so we have these, they're fears. That's, you want to call it a simple name, they're fears. But we call them shadows. And these are parts, they're shadows because we're blindsided to them. They're kind of like if it's the one thing you don't see. It's like the blind spot in the car when you're going to turn and you actually have to turn because it could be right next to you, but you don't see it in the mirrors, right? These are the shadows, and this stuff runs our life if we don't bring it to the forefront. It creates conflicts. It creates loops of experiences that we say, well, why are we stuck in this stuff? I mean, we're not moving forward, you know, and you don't understand this. So the whole work of the Gene Keys is just understanding how to move from the shadow to the gift. And what it means is when you open up the shadow, it's really love. It's the love of God, because God doesn't give you solutions. God gives you seeds. When you ask for something, God gives you a seed. And so the seed comes in a packaged in an experience. And then we don't process it properly. It might have become too, overwhelming or something. And then it becomes, we become a little fragmented, like splintered. And this goes into subconscious, and then that thing sits there for years, you know? I mean, sometimes we process that right away, but if we don't, that thing creates our behavior, creates our attitudes, right? And it modifies us. And there's a bunch of those, right? There's little nuances of this stuff because there's a bunch of those. And they kind of like guide us. A lot of people say, well, that's my personality. No, that's not who you are. That's the consequence of a lot of these misunderstandings. So when we bring that shadow to the forefront, we look at it, we allow it, and then we embrace it. It dissolves, and what it's left is a seed, and that is the seed of love. And love is what's called in the Jinkies the gift, right? So when the channel opens at that point, and then you start downloading the information, and the information, guess what? The information is your gift, is your unique genius, and then you open up your heart, and then you can give that into the world. And this is why I become, what I know, this is the most important thing to do right now in the world, is to give your gift. There's a lot of great, great patriots and warriors out there addressing all of these subjects. You know, there's a Jordan Sather is really good about, you know, talking about all this, you know, fake freaks out there, disinformator and operators. Like Praying Medic is really good about talking about the Arizona election audit because he lives in Phoenix, and you know, Liz Crockett is talking about Britney Spears right now. She was talking about some Chrissy Teigen. Everybody kind of choosing a different subject at a time. You know, they're kind of focusing. You know, like James O'Keefe is talking about, you know, Twitter's bullshit, and he's actually going straight and suing them. Mike Lindell is really going straight into the Dominion voting system. Everybody's kind of taking a different battle, right? We're all kind of different kind of soldiers here, spiritual warriors. And so I'm really, really, what I see right here, my focus right now is really the most important thing right now is strengthening our spiritual connection. And so I'm going to really just double down from now on. I mean, I've been kind of talking about this for the last episodes on the Gene Keys and really just talking about the importance of looking at the unloved parts of ourselves and embracing them back into us. And this is what the Gene Keys are. And so if you look at Jorn.tv here on the page, there's the map of we're looking at right now at the map of John F. Kennedy. This is called the hologenetic profile. This is the map of the Gene Keys, right? And the first link at the top, if you don't know already, there's a link for you to download your free hologenetic profile. This is a tailored map to you because this is all the thing that's going on at this point. You know, I mean, your church is wonderful, your people, your local community is great. But at the higher level, the Vatican is just, it's another fucking den of snakes. And the bank, and they're pedophiles, and it's disgusting. The fucking Pope is in it, you know. I don't care what you think. This fucking thing is happening. These people are cockroaches, and it's like, it is happening, just like in the Bible. At the very top, so you need to have that connection to Jesus directly, direct connection to Jesus and your community. You can establish that. So this is personalized, and what it is just really a map of your psyche, of these all aspects of your life, so you can look where is that experience that got splintered. And it doesn't mean that you have them all, but it's hologenetic. It means that you look at any one of these circles, and you will be looking at all of them. Once you have a breakthrough, it affects the whole portal. If you're very advanced in your spiritual work, you want to look at all the 64 gene keys, not just these 11 ones that come in this chart. You're at another level. You don't need this map. You need to look at all of them like a shopping list and go, I've got that one, got that one, got that one, oh, that one. And then call it forth so it can manifest in your life. And then you have to experience it. And then you can experience it. So because it's ultimately about having all, life is about experiencing all of the archetypes of behavior. And this is the I Ching maps, these 64 basic archetypes of human behavior. And this is based on the I Ching and human design and shamanism and astrology and all of this stuff. And, you know, like I always say, listen to everything. If a part doesn't sound good, just drop it off. But don't throw out the baby with the bathwater. There's a lot of wisdom everywhere. It doesn't mean that you have to do one thing in another way or anything. Just utilize everything to your service. And so you can, you know, connect with your... Because this is about bringing the love of God into the world. And so right now we've been through this as an example on this one. But if you've been following us, we've been going through the life's work to the evolution. And now we're at the radiance. We got the spheres. These circles are the different aspects. We're hunting. We're hunting for these shadows, right? And we're looking them. We're bringing them out. The number is the gene key. There's a chart below with all the 64 gene keys, so you can look them up. There's two flavors for the shadows. The way you find these shadows, okay, is through contemplation. You take this keyword, and we're looking at the radiance right now of John F. Kennedy, and the shadow is the shadow of weakness. This is gene key 37. You're going to have a different gene key, or maybe the same one, but, you know, you're going to have a different number, and a shadow is going to be different. And then the gift is equality on John F. Kennedy, and then the city. And this is where we're going. This is the end result of our journey. You look at all these cities on this, you know, profile, mastery, invincibility, tenderness, divine will, boundlessness, boundlessness again, unity, rapture, tenderness, tenderness again, selflessness, quintessence. This is when God comes and lifts you up and takes you all the way down to heaven. But that's another job. Our job is to get from the shadow to the gift. And then once you've been living in the gift for a while, at some point that happens. And it's going to happen in our lifetime, because this is we're at the time where we make the jump. So this is not so far away. This city is not like back in the day when it just happened once every 1,000 years. No, this is going to start happening like candies in the next 10, 20 years. People are going to start popping like popcorn. So our job is to get from weakness to equality. And it's like if you grab a pebble in your with your hand and you start fondling it. It's the same with your mind. You grab this keyword, weakness, equality, tenderness, all of them, the three of them, and you start fondling it in your mind with your contemplation. What the fuck does this mean? What does it mean? Overlaid in your events in your life. When you understand what the radiance means, we have an episode, four episodes back, where I explained the sphere of radiance. So this is why this is sequential. If you want to understand every one of these parts of this map, I talk about them every day, and we choose one subject. You can just go back and say, well, what is the radiance? Go back, listen to that one. Just fast forward a little bit. I used to have this, the other part of the podcast was like I talk about a part of the news or something or a subject, and then I go into the jinkies. But that's why I'm moving straight into just the jinkies, because this is so important that I think the other stuff is, you know, a lot of people are really covering it, so I don't need to. So I'm just going to talk about 5 minutes and then go into this. So you really contemplate this, and then you overlay this keyword. This is why I love the jinkies, because it doesn't tell you anything. We are at a point where it's the time is up for listening to people. Nobody knows what you need. Nobody knows what you need but God. So this is prayer. This is real prayer. You're just there. It's just you and God and a hint and a keyword, right? So the radiance is in this circle. This is the aspect that we're looking at right now. It's what keeps you healthy. Is your electromagnetic field, the radiance, right? What keeps you healthy? And this is what connects you to directly with electromagnetic frequency, to connects you to the thought of God. Comes through you, through your electromagnetic frequency, straight into your brain, straight into your heart, because we have a brain in the gut and cells in the heart of what's it called, brain cells. And it's all connected. The human body is the most advanced biological machine ever created. These motherfuckers want to turn into a cyborg, controllable, programmable crap. And they already started with their vaccines. But we're not gonna. We're in a completely different parallel universe. We're going back home. God is calling the flock, and we're the real one. You know, we are the lion flock. We're going back home. So it's just fondling these keywords in your mind, overlaying it into the events in your life, into the conflicts. Look at the spectrum of consciousness. Look at these two, the repressed and the reactive flavors of the shadow. Look at the victim patterns. This is how these shadows manifest into the world through conflict, through this blaming. This isn't about another person when we have conflict and we go, this motherfucker, why keep, this shit keeps happening in my fucking life. It's because we have somebody in the driver's seat and it's calling that energy. It's electromagnetic frequency, electromagnetic energy. It's magnetic. Okay, it's attracting that because it's a blind side, right? So, right now, we're going to be looking at the line, right? Because you got the keyword, you got the jinky, you got the keywords, you understand what the circle is. That's kind of the type of, and every one of these, like the evolution is different than the radiance, you know, the aspect, the evolution is your main conflict. The radiance is what keeps you healthy, right? And then the line is the dot, and then the second number, in this case, we got a dot 5. So John F. Kennedy is a line 5. But today, we're going to be looking at the line 4. And line 4 is friendship. And this is a lens through which you add to the contemplation. These are just hints. This is why I love the jinkies, because these you use these hints and you start getting through your imagination. Literally. You just start guessing. It's hunting. It's a riddle, right? You start getting it yourself. By your contemplation, you ask God, illuminate me, help me understand how can I fully embrace the love that you have given me in this seed that I've rejected. And I'm looking at it, and it's called weakness. It's called, you know, tenderness in the seed. It's called equality in the gift. And the reactive and the repressed sides of the shadow, it's called over sentimental and cruel, right? And in the victim patterns is the victim of your gender identity. What the fuck does that mean? Right? And so you use that and you overlay that in your life and it gives you, it's a hint. And at some point, God will start giving you the download and you will know it's the truth. This is what's called personal spiritual experience. This is your truth because nobody's going to tell it to you. You're going to get it directly from God. And don't give up, you know. Look at your conflicts. If it's the radiance, this is what keeps you healthy. What makes you feel unhealthy? How do you get tired or sick? And then you actually have a disease. Overlay the disease with this question, with this keyword, and do that contemplation. And this is just the example for that jinky, but you want to work on your, because it's going to be a completely different thing when you actually overlay it on your jinky, because it's going to make absolute sense. And so let's look at the line 4. And the line is like a lens through which you, another tool for overlaying this contemplation, right? The fourth line of the radiance represents the path of the humanitarian. This is a radiance rooted in aloneness, but that is directed outwards towards helping others. With a fourth line radiance, you will have a magnetic ability to draw people towards yourself. Ironically, at the shadow frequency, this works against you because you will draw those people towards you who are not healthy for you. However, at the higher frequencies, you can be the focal point for all manner of talented people. If you have a fourth line radiance, this makes you potentially a very influential person in the world. And the purer your aspirations, the further your reach will travel. On a personal level, your body thrives when you are in the company of those you love and trust. The worst thing you can therefore do is cut yourself off from your community. Because of this approachability, the fourth line often has the most refined people skills and thrives working in teams. At its highest level, the radiance of the fourth line can reach out and open up the hearts of other people. So this is, remember, this is your radiance. This is what keeps you healthy on, if it was line one, it's the solitude, right? Just being healthy, kind of like people of line one, they get refreshed when they're by themselves. A line two, they get refreshed when you're in a relationship with one other person. It could be a marriage, it could be a friend, it could be a dog, it could be nature, it could be just one other person, just one. And a line three gets radiant, right? Gets healthy when it's having lots of little interactions with a lot of people. Just little and constant. They get biofeedback out of that, and that pumps them up. And so a line four is when you actually have this connections to create this team, when you create these specific groups of people, friendships, right? And it's not it's like, if you look at it, it's like it keeps expanding, right? So this is more people. It's not just little interactions. These are solid, right? It's not just a little bit like the line three. It connects and then it lets go. Line four, it grounds more each one of those interactions and builds these communities, right? This is about love. And so moving from the shadow to the gift, you can look and say, well, if you're a line four, right, you can look and say, I attracted all these people, but it's like it's toxic for me because you are on the shadow, right? Whatever your shadow is here. And you overlay that keyword into your experience. You're having great experiences with your team. Then you're in the gift. And we vacillate. We go back and forth from the gift and the shadow, right? But this is ultimately, you get the breakthrough. How to really be in that place of giving. And so you contemplate this keyword, this sphere, through that lens, with the keyword, with the other things that I told you, and you will get your own download. And this is how we start healing all of these aspects of ourselves. So we've reached the end of the episode, and actually I've really gone way over today. But if you want to join us at the chat, have any questions, you like the podcast, you can subscribe to whatever service you're listening to, or you can download you can install the Jorn app on your phone. Just click on the pink button at the top, and you can install it right there. I'll give you the instructions how to do that. But you can follow us on Telegram, and I'll be there from 9 to 10 a.m. posting stuff. If you want to say hi, come over. Remember, episodes are every day, Monday through Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening. I'm your host, Epifanio, and this is Planet Homemaking Podcast, and I wish you a wonderful rest of your day or evening. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.